Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. Children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing, okay? The schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And have to kind of laugh at myself. So I was so in it that I was like, yeah, okay, but I failed to remember a very cool thing. And what a lead in for my next guest, who is with me once a month here on Chosen Generation Radio. And so excited to have the Reverend Rafael Cruz. Pastor Rafael, welcome. Good to have you with me. Thanks for being here.
Great to be with you again, Greg.
Well, I was sharing with you, you know, I had Reverend Jim Harden on. We talked about life at conception. We talked about the importance of that. We talked about what that, kind of where that whole thing began, the eugenics and the murder and the killing of the most innocent. John Lott was with us to talk about defending one of our liberties that gives us the ability to defend ourselves. And then in the last segment, I talked again about, you know, image and whose image we're created in, and the fruits of the Spirit as well, as a matter of fact. That, you know, because so many people are, well, you know, you mentioned it in the green room, walking around in defeat. Walking around in a place of trying to fill themselves with something that's not going to solve the issue.
Well, the problem is most Christians have a very superficial understanding of everything that happened at the cross and who we are in Christ. And because of their lack of understanding of their identity, they walk defeated lives.
And it, you know, again, it, folks, just to remind us that that's not God's plan. 1 John 1 says, I am writing about what existed from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands concerning the word of life, the one who existed even before the beginning of the world, Christ. And the life, an aspect of his being, was manifested, and we have seen it as eyewitnesses and testify and declare to you the life, the eternal life, who was already existing with the Father and was actually made visible to us, his followers. What we have seen and heard, we also proclaim to you, so that you too may have fellowship as partners with us. And indeed, our fellowship, which is a distinguishing mark of born-again believers, is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing these things to you so that our joy in seeing you included may be made complete, having you share in the joy of salvation. Raphael?
Yes, I'm here.
I mean, that's this is what calling all pastors is really about. As we begin 2023, as we look forward into this year, and you know, I've told people repeatedly this week, beginning on Tuesday morning, and we pray for Damar Hamlin. We pray for his family. We pray for healing for that young man. But on Monday night, I believe God said to America, take a knee.
Yes, and actually I was very pleased to see the response, even on secular television, to prayer and to acknowledging prayer, even by secular television. That was a very positive response. And we need to understand that he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And it is to our peril that we chide him and put him aside. We have lived too much of a casual Christianity. Hmm. And God is calling us to a total surrender, to a total commitment. You know, it's very interesting. This next Sunday, I'm going to be preaching on blood covenant. And blood covenant is all about unconditional, total commitment to God. And so I'm very excited about that.
That sounds really incredible. Talk to me a little bit about what that might look like, if you don't mind giving our audience a little bit of a preview of that message.
Well, you know, it's very interesting. Sometimes we read in Scripture and we don't understand what the Scripture is saying, and we just pass it by. Like, for example, in John chapter 6, Jesus says to his disciples, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no part of me. And then in verse 66, it says, after that, many people left him.
Mm.
And the question is, why did they leave? Did they leave because they thought he was talking about cannibalism? Did they leave because they didn't understand? Did they leave because they thought he was crazy? Well, the answer to all three questions is no. They left because they understood exactly what he meant.
Mm-hmm.
He was saying, you must enter into covenant with me. And that means total commitment. And they weren't ready to go there. So Jesus turns to his disciples and said, well, are you leaving too? And they say, where are we going to go? You have the words of eternal life. We need to realize that our life without him is nothing. And it does require a total commitment. We can't just put our toe in the water. We need to jump in head first.
Amen.
And be immersed in him.
Amen.
And I think we have left too much of a casual Christianity. And God is not pleased with that. We need to be all in.
And I think
that's where the fullness of God comes in.
I think there is a recognition. This is, you know, one of the things that I have been preaching in India as a foundational understanding is Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. What does that mean? You know, we don't want to talk about the violence that has to occur at the cross. It is violence. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. It is a violent act, because what does it mean? It means that I have to present my member at the cross and be crucified with Christ. Jesus doesn't come off the cross to take a paintbrush and try to fix what's wrong with me. Christ says, no, I have to take you and I have to put you up on that cross, and you have to die with me so that you can live with me on the other side, crucified with Christ. And then, nevertheless I live, yet now not I, but Christ lives in me.
Amen.
We don't hammer home that process. And even in our quote unquote, you know, secular liberty movement, it's all about me. Well, our founders understood that true freedom and true liberty wasn't about them. It was about Christ in them.
Amen. 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 And I think what happens is ego. People want to feel that they have something to do with it. And so they reject the concept that all you have to do is receive. He did it all for you. He did it all for you. This is why at the cross, his last words was, it is finished. Mm. But you know something? Our ego doesn't like it, because we want to take some credit for it. And this is why you have Christians living defeated lives, because they want to live the Christian life by their own effort instead of relying on the finished work of the cross.
Yeah, our personal responsibility in this is to give him us.
Yes, and give him all the glory also.
Well, and doesn't that so clearly tie directly into how you began this portion of our segment, talking about John 6, when Jesus said, you must eat of my flesh and drink of my blood. I mean, you just summed it up by what you just said about what's necessary, and that is you have to consume him and let him consume you, and you go away and You essentially let him become. We got about a minute before we got to take this break. If you want to hit on that, and then we'll talk more about it on the other side.
Well, you know, as I said a minute ago, it is a matter of identity. Most Christians have a very superficial understanding of what Christianity is all about. Christianity is a supernatural life. It's allowing the life of God to be manifested in and through us. And the first thing we have to do to allow that to happen is for us to get out of the way.
Amen.
Let our ego aside, so surrender our ego to him, and let his character, his presence, everything he is, be manifested in and through us for his glory, not for our glory. You know, one of the most important names of God is Jehovah Kwana.
All right, hold that.
He said, "Jealous God."
Hold that right there. We'll be right back. We're going to give you the definition for that and help you to understand that. That is such a powerful concept to get. We'll be back with more right after this.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below, or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called UltraShot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. UltraShot has 4 powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of UltraShot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. UltraShot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for sports cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. UltraShot also contains exotic herbals. UltraShot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an UltraShot. Thanks to UltraShot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest is Pastor Rafael Cruz. And Pastor Cruz, you were about to talk to us, Rafael, about a specific name of God. Tell me about that.
Well, you know, so many people talk about Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Tsidkenu, and Jehovah Shalom. But I think the most important name of God is one that most people don't even know. And it's Jehovah Kwana. We find it in Exodus chapter 20, verse 4. And Exodus 24 and Joshua 24, and it means God is a jealous God, and he will not share his glory with another. And you know, we have trouble with that because we want to take some glory ourselves. You know, human nature is such that we want to take credit for ourselves. This is why so many people have trouble with salvation by grace, because they want to have some effort on their part, thinking that they earned it. Well, but the reality is, if you could earn it, then Jesus wouldn't have had to go to the cross. So it is absolutely by faith. It is absolutely by grace. And God is a jealous God. So we need to give him all the glory, not just part of the glory, all of the glory. And the more we do that, when we humble ourselves, that's the interesting thing. He will exalt us. When we exalt ourselves, he will humble us.
Yeah, yeah. He says that in 1 Peter. It's interesting. I think it's 1 Peter chapter 3. It's interesting when you're saying that. Something the Lord gave me a number of years back was this question. What is the great... Because we think about God, and the word says that God is light, right? The word says that God is light. Well, what's the greatest attribute of light?
Well, you can see everything in the light. Nothing is hidden.
Yeah, yeah. What else?
Well, I'm not sure where you're going.
All right, so let me throw this out there, folks. One of the greatest attributes of light, and I believe the greatest attribute of light is light is always giving. Stop and think about that, what I just said for a second. Light is always giving. It like you said, it illuminates, it shares the way, it brings warmth. There are a variety, but it's always giving. God is always giving. He is a jealous God, but he also is the only one. Look, I love Pastor Rafael, and I know he loves me, and I know he prays for me every day, and I pray for him. But you know what? He can't solve all of my issues, and I can't solve his. And if our relationship gets out of balance to where we become too dependent on one another and we exclude God from that relationship, we're going to run into a problem. The same thing is going to happen in a marriage relationship. It's going to happen in your pursuit of work or even in your pursuit of ministry. And I'm not talking about your pursuit of God. I'm talking about your ministry. Those are two different things. The only thing that you can give all of yourself to and never burn out is God. And why? Because God is always giving. He's Amen. Always refreshing. He's always replenishing. He can handle your full and complete and utter adoration, and you'll never burn out. You'll never burn out. Isn't that cool?
And that means we need to become professional receivers. We need to be willing to receive all he has for us.
Amen.
And again, you know, our ego feels, you know, a problem with that because we want to have a say in it and we don't want to surrender totally to him. And the incredible thing is the more you surrender, the more authority you have, the more power you have, the more you experience the fullness of God.
Amen.
We need to let go and let God. Yeah. Let go and let God. That is the answer.
And it's that is such truly when you've got to stop, because those kinds of statements can become simply cliche, and then they lose their power. They lose their impetus. They lose their real meaning. Letting go and letting God is a process, and it's a powerful process, because when it is all God moving in you and through you, there is this is one of the verses that he gave me for this year, and we'll talk about this when we come back out of this break. Is he is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can think or ask.
Amen.
And this is where the letting go and letting God is, because it closes by saying, because of the power that is working in us. Whoa, wait, what is that power? We'll have that for you coming up.
Amen.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country, who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below, or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. That's ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Be sure and get the podcast over there and sign up for our emails today.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at CGRWellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for sports cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbals. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1 ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Ultrashot. Thanks to Ultrashot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar four or more times daily, injecting insulin three or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Rafael Cruz. And Rafael, so you said you're going to be preaching this Sunday. Where are you going to be at, so that maybe if my audience, if any of my audience are in the area, they can come and listen to you?
I'm going to be preaching at Mountain Creek Community Church. That is in the south part of Dallas, and that's going to be at 10 o'clock this Sunday. And then the following Sunday, I'll be preaching in Granbury on identity, who we are in Christ. And those are two very important messages, and I'm really looking forward to both of them.
We were talking in the break, and it's interesting because you were sharing with me about the Bible study that you're doing on Wednesday, and how you had been focused on Ephesians chapter 3. And let me read you folks a couple of verses, because this is what's so amazing. We didn't plan any of that. I didn't know you were teaching on Ephesians chapter 3, but that was where the Lord took me in my personal time with him, was to Ephesians chapter 3. And I highlighted verse 7. It says, "Whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God, given unto me by the effectual working of his power." Let's talk about that for a minute, and then we'll talk about the other two verses that I underlined.
Yeah, well, we need to understand that it is not by my efforts, it's by the working of his power that works in and through me. We are vessels of his glory, we are vessels of his power. And it is as we surrender to him and allow him to be manifested in and through us that we experience the fullness of God, and that we allow God to be manifested in and through us, and he will be glorified. Mm-hmm. He will be glorified in and through us. And it takes us back to what I said earlier about God being a jealous God. He takes all the glory, and all I am is a vessel to manifest the glory of God in and through me.
Amen. Amen. And then the second set of verses that the Lord had me to circle and underline are, "To the intent that now, under the principalities and powers in heavenly places, might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord."
Well, and again, I was talking about that, and it's very interesting because I was teaching on that just yesterday, and realize that this is a very interesting concept in Scripture, where God is saying, you tell the principalities and powers, you tell the devil and his demons that they are totally defeated. And you boast and glory in the fact that they are defeated. They have absolutely no power over you. As a matter of fact, James 4:7 says, submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. God has given us authority to tread over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And unfortunately, too many Christians walk around afraid of the devil, when in reality, the devil is afraid of you, because the King of Kings and Lord of Lords lives in you. And when we understand that, we can walk in total victory and just not be concerned about the works of the enemy, because greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world.
1 Peter 5, and we were talking about this a little bit in the break, it says, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. It's again just a re-emphasis of, you talked about ego earlier in our program today, the need to put that ego in check and allow ourselves to fully embrace and commit to God. We've talked about today, you know, you opened up by talking about John chapter 6, eat of his flesh, drink of his blood. We've talked about the light that is God, and how light is the only thing that is always giving. God is light, always giving. Folks, I'm telling you, if you will grab a hold of the things that Pastor Raphael and I are talking about today, it will transform your life. And these are the things that are going to change our world. These are the things that are going to change our nation and bring her back to the place that our founders intended for her to be, a light and a lamp to the world, Raphael.
Amen, amen. And it starts by understanding who we are in Christ, understanding that the fullness of the Godhead resides in us, and that we are more than conquerors in Jesus Christ our Lord. So we don't work from a position of defeat, we work from a position of victory. Christ in us, the hope of glory. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So we work in his strength, we work in his power, and we work with the total assurance that his will be done in and through us, and that we are his instruments for his glory. So we need to put aside this false humility of thinking, I can do nothing. And it is true, you can do nothing without him, but with him, all things are possible. So we need to just become one with him and allow the power of God to be manifested in and through us. And thus, if we do that, we are going to experience the fullness of Christ in us, and Christ will be revealed in and through us to a generation that is dying in their darkness. And you have the light. As a matter of fact, Jesus said, after he said he was the light of the world, he said, you are the light of the world. So my question to you is this, and I'm talking to your audience, what are you doing with your light? What are you doing with your light? If he says you're the light of the world, that is an awesome responsibility. What are you doing with your light? Are you hiding it under a bushel? Are you hiding it under your pew or behind your pulpit? Or are you raising it up high and shining it on darkness? Because you know what? Darkness must flee when light hits it. And we are the light of the world, and we need to exercise that power that God has given us.
Amen. Amen. Paul's prayer at the end of Ephesians chapter 3, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen."
Amen. You know, there is a very interesting phrase that we pass over and maybe we don't pay attention to, but if you notice in that last verse he read, he says, according to the power that works in us. You see, God has given you the power and the authority to be able to proclaim and ascertain the word of God. And so that is not a passive statement. Yeah. That is a statement calling us to exercise that power, which is God's power. It's nothing for which we need to glory. It's his power working in and through us. But he chooses to use us as his instruments to exercise his will upon this earth. So that's an awesome responsibility and an awesome privilege. But I'll tell you what, we need to understand that he has put that power in us so that we may be his ministers and we may be the light of the world. Because without your light, people are in darkness. And you need to realize that God has a plan for your life, and it is for you to bring those that are in darkness into the light of his glorious self.
Amen. 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 And you know, that prayer, I would encourage you, that was Ephesians chapter 3, starting at verse 14 and reading through to verse 21. And in your quiet time, in your devotion time, I would really suggest that you maybe take a moment and pray that. Pray those words. Speak those words over your own life, but enact those words and pray those words to the Lord. He wants to do these things in you and through you and because of you. And we activate his word when we repeat those things back and we begin to internalize them and they become a part of who we are. We're going to take a quick break. Back with more with Rafael Cruz. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work. and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at chosengenerationradio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special friend and guest, Rafael Cruz, is with us. And you know, and by the way, I appreciate, Rafael, your support of the ministry. Rafael is one of our monthly supporters, and I'm very appreciative of that. And I would encourage you folks that you can join us. But we were talking about, you know, the visit that my daughter, you were intimately involved in what I went through and getting the regular text updates, praying with my wife, praying with my family for me. I had at one time, folks, 5 years ago, seven sets of doctors, not seven sets of doctors that rotated in to kind of take care of me, but seven sets of doctors, each one assigned to a different part of my body that was broken, they considered me, I was on life support, and I was. They were breathing for me. They were feeding me. They had me sedated. I was one of the nurses referred to me as a living cadaver. Go ahead, Pastor.
All I was going to say is that living cadaver is ministering to many, many people and blessing many, many people, and God is using that living cadaver in a very alive manner to touch multitudes. And God is glorified in and through it all.
Amen. And all the glory belongs to him. Amen. All the glory belongs to him. But I share with you that just to understand, too, I don't know what you that are watching right now might be dealing with or going through. And I don't want to, over-dramatize my situation, which I don't even know how I could, because it was pretty traumatic. But my point is that it does not in any way, it's not stated to reduce your situation. It's stated to encourage you that what the Lord has done for me, what he continues to do in me, he wants to do in and for you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay. And we are telling you things and sharing with you about things and teaching you things today. I hope. I know what they will do for you. I hope that you are grabbing hold of some of this, that maybe you've grabbed a pen and said, you know what, I'm going to write some of this stuff down. These are critical principles that will literally change your life. And we share them in part as well on the graphic I have underneath Pastor Raphael's name, Calling All Pastors. Because really what we're wanting, ministers of the gospel right now, we want you to share these truths with your flocks. And those who are members of flocks, if your pastor isn't talking to you about these critical points and issues and who you are in Christ and the difference, the completed difference that Christ accomplished on that cross, have a meeting with him. Make
you
sure,
know, Pastor,
go ahead.
It is, we need to understand that, you know, the times are getting short. If we look at the situation in America and throughout the world, we see more and more wickedness, more and more and more secularism, more of the world trying to minimize the gospel. And I'll tell you why. It makes it much more important for us to be light to that multitude that is in darkness.
Yes.
And again, it brings me back to what I said a little while ago. You have the light, and that means you have a responsibility to shine that light on darkness, because light dispels the darkness. And so I want to encourage your viewers, please do not take these statements lightly.
Amen.
God has a very specific plan and purpose for your life. It is that you may be part of the redemptive process and be able to touch those that do not know him. You are an integral part of that plan. And so do not think that you're not important. There are people that will not be reached except by you.
Amen.
And so you have a responsibility to say to the Lord, "Hear my Lord, use me. Hear Amen. My Lord, send me." And God wants to use each and every one of you. So do not think that you're not important in the kingdom of God. You're vital in the kingdom of God. And God has very unique areas that he can use you better than anyone else.
Amen.
So just be available to God and be willing to do what he tells you to do. And he will be glorified in and through you. He wants to use you for his glory.
Amen. Amen. You know, there's something I feel the Holy Spirit telling me to ask you to do, if you would, and that is this. There may be somebody that is listening today that has never accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, or somebody that has walked away or feels as though they've walked away, that wants to rededicate their life. And I've done a number of funerals over the years, and and have had people, I always give a salvation message at the end of my message at a funeral. And I can't tell you the number of times, Pastor, that I've had people come forward that have said to me, you know, I've been to church before, but nobody ever invited me to accept Jesus Christ. Elderly people who said to me, nobody ever invited me. So we want to invite you to receive Christ today. Pastor, would you lead my audience in that salvation decision right now? We got about 2 minutes left.
Yes, let us pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God, that you loved us so much, Father, that realizing that, Lord God, your word says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I thank you, Father, that you loved us so much, that you came to earth, lived the perfect life, and you went to a cross on our behalf. And the sins, past, present, and future that we have committed, you took upon yourself. And Lord God, your word says that the wages of sin is death. And that's talking about eternal separation from God. And that would be our future without you. But thank you, Lord God, that you loved us so much that you took all of those things upon yourself, and the judgment that you and I deserve fell upon him. And he took it all that we may be justified before you. He became who we were that we may become who he is. And thank you, Lord God, that Jesus went through death, the grave, and hell as payment for all of our sins, past, present, and future. And the proof that the payment was complete was that you raised him from the dead on the third day. Lord God, I confess right now that Jesus Christ is my Lord. I declare that he died for me and he was raised from the dead for my justification. Yes. And I now receive him as my Lord and my Savior. Yes. Lord God, guide me and use me to your glory. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen. And folks, if you agreed in prayer with us, reach out to me right now. PastorGreg@ChosenGenerationRadio.com. PastorGreg@ChosenGenerationRadio.com. We will put some things in your hand. We will give you some things that will help you in your walk, and we will get you connected so that you are getting fed and getting taught the Word of God. So important. Please reach out. PastorGreg@ChosenGenerationRadio.com. And for those of you that are followers of Christ, I want to close by playing for you at the end of the day, because at the end of the day, we're going to be responsible for what we have done with that light that is in us. God bless you. Pastor, thank you for being with me. I look forward to having you back next month.
Looking forward to it. God bless.
At the end of the day, and before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/CHOSEN.